Hello, we're reading chosen passages from the document Deficiency for the Greatness of the Creator. You can ask questions live during the lesson.
Let's not forget that we want to help our friends who dearly require complete health.
Excerpt number 12. Rabash, what is man and what is beast in the work? When a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own benefit. In that state, he feels that he has nothing and he is completely empty. And he can fill this place only with a pomegranate, meaning if he goes above reason, which is called exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator. And with this, he fills the emptiness in which he is in right now. It follows that were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvikut, meaning an equivalence of form, called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public who suffers for the practices they observe. These people did not feel themselves as empty, but as full of mitzvot. However, specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness.
Again,
when a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own benefit. In that state, he feels that he has nothing and he is completely empty. And he can fill this place only with a pomegranate, meaning if he goes above reason, which is called exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, he should ask the Creator to give them the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator. And with this, he feels the emptiness in which he is in right now. It follows that, were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvikut, meaning an equivalence of form called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public who suffice for the practices they observe, these people do not feel themselves as empty, but as full of mitzvot. However, specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. they can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness.
Sheila.
Question. What is a mitzvah? A commandment. That they are full of mitzvot, of commandments, as a rimon, as a pomegranate. What then is called a mitzvah? Talk about it. Each one throw half a word in there and maybe something will come out of it. A mitzvah, a commandment, is a form of connection between us. That initially you do it in order to receive egoistically, without any need for help from the Creator, or in order to be adhered in Him, but just to feel good in the connection. I do it, and I have all the strength I need in order to go for it. And to perform a mitzvah is to ask the Creator to correct this place so it will be only to give Him contentment. Yeah, so it turns out that being full of commandments, like a pomegranate, is that they tried everything in order to connect. They've done all the actions, and the question is, did they do it as a pomegranate, meaning out of the greatness or exaltedness of the Creator, above reason, or it was still within reason? It turns out that the more actions we make in order to come closer between us without getting any reward from that, but only from, well, not from asking to reveal anything, but just because we know this gives him contentment, this means that we're in the right direction. Yeah, mitzvot, commandments, as it's written, it's actions that a person does in order to bestow. I think this is what we do now in the workshop. We try to connect. Yeah, to hear you is a mitzvah, is a commandment, to correct the desire to receive into in order to bestow. Yeah, that's to raise the will to receive to the will to bestow. To ascribe everything to the grace of the Creator. To do it above reason, and by that to come to equivalence of form with the Creator, to ask of Him to complete the action. The correction of the desire from in order to receive to in order to bestow, everything that I identify that I'm immersed in self-love, I ask to be in bestowal, the quality of bestowal, to be similar to the light of the Creator. Maybe these are the instances where we are evaluated according to our direction, what we want to be, what we want to do, what kind of addition are we adding to the desire that was given to us in advance, ahead of time. And if we want to follow this path and come closer to adhesion in the Creator, or to bring ourselves to this place from these other places, then we receive everything that corresponds to it, and we can complete it with our action, which will eventually become a mitzvah.
Meaning, the matter of mitzvah is the order of actions, meaning that, first of all, we want for our actions to be in order to give the Creator contentment. And then we examine, what can we do? And not that, first we run, and then... But first of all, we have to arrange His greatness to have the ability to work correctly.
So the summary is that mitzvah is all those actions that give contentment to the Creator. The question is, how do we do them? Do we do them in order to give contentment to the Creator or for ourselves?
Keta mispar 13.
Excerpt number 13. What does it mean that the right has to be greater than the left in the work of Abash? It is written, Rabbi Elazar said, one should always precede prayer to trouble. We should interpret that one does not go into the work of the left before he first worked in the manner of the right, which is regarded as wholeness, meaning that he does not lack anything, and he thanks and praises the Creator for giving him some grip on the work of the Creator. And then he begins the work of the left. At that time, he sees that he is in trouble, that he has neither Torah nor work that is suitable for one who is serving the Creator. At that time, he feels how far he is from the work of the Creator, meaning from working for Him, namely working only with the aim to bestow contentment upon His Maker, and not at all for his own benefit. At that time, he sees how the body objects to this, and he does not see that he will ever be able to do anything only in order to bestow. It follows that when he begins the path of the left, this is called trouble, called second nature. And he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to help him and give him the desire to bestow, called second nature. At that time, the prayer is from the bottom of the heart, and the Creator hears his prayer. Again, it is written, Rabbi Elazar said, one should always precede prayer to trouble. We should interpret that one does not go into the work of the left before he first worked in the manner of the right, which is regarded as wholeness, meaning that he does not lack anything, and he thanks and praises the Creator for giving him some grip on the work of the Creator. And then he begins the work of the left. At that time, he sees that he is in trouble, that he has neither Torah nor work that is suitable for one who is serving the Creator. At that time, he feels how far he is from the work of the Creator, meaning from working for Him, namely working only with the aim to bestow contentment upon His Maker and not at all for his own benefit. At that time, he sees how the body objects to this, and he does not see that he will ever be able to do anything only in order to bestow. It follows that when he begins the path of the left, this is called trouble, and he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to help him and give him the desire to bestow, called second nature. At that time, the prayer is from the bottom of the heart, and the Creator hears his prayer.
What do we gain from the ascents, and what do we gain from the descents? Why do they need to come one after the other? And what do we gain from each state? Does it start from an ascent or from a descent? Or descent in an ascent or an ascent in a descent? This, from this entire tact, we benefit.
We benefit a greater deficiency for the greatness of the Creator.
Yearning for the Creator.
Moshe said yearning. What we gain is independence, because not right or left or ascent or descent are independent, but only the combination between them.
Well, a person begins on the right in wholeness, and then so he would not stay in the same state for life and think he's complete righteous. Either the Creator gives him a descent, or the person himself awakens a descent in order to ascend to a higher degree, and either through prayer and connection to the Ten, and from that to the Creator.
We gain the need to bestow, and from that to reach prayer. We gain connection to the Creator.
That you need, you gain the connection to the Creator because you constantly need Him. You return to Him whenever you can. You pray and you cry out from the bottom of your heart.
Yeah, our entire aspiration is to go with this process sequentially. That every ascent invites a descent that renews our desire, our chisaron, and every descent invites a new and better ascent. And later we can see it in our advancement, that are we helping each other in that, or is it something that we get from above that's less preferable? We simply have to encourage each other to renew this process ourselves.
In the ascent, you receive the strength to disconnect from the left, and in the descent, you receive the strength to be included in the friends.
Yeah, and from both, we get the yearning to really change. And this is what allows us to feel life.
I think it gives the person both ends, and it shows him that he doesn't have to be influenced by what the will to receive is enjoying or not enjoying. You have to continue the work.
Yeah, we have to be above the ascents and descents. This means that we're somehow coming closer to the attribute of bestowal.
To be above means that I'm able to justify the descent that I had inside the ascent that I'm having right now.
Yeah, the best you get from the ascents and descents is the connection with the Creator.
By revealing the deficiency, you used to feel once that it's there, and now you feel that it's not there, and now you're looking for it.
By that, you go back to connection with the Creator. You renew it. That
Rav, how, through the connection in the Ten, we connect the ascent and descent to an ascent? And then, what is an ascent? Meaning, what kind of ascent are we going through if we combine individual ascents and descents together between us?
Possibly it's the most preferable state for us to eventually tie everything to the one who sends it and activates us, operates us, And from that greatness of the Creator, who is the one unique and unified force that unites everything, all these states simply get a different feeling, different kind of appreciation.
We connect everything to a prayer, and the prayer is not for himself, but for the friends and from the Creator, and then everything is in the same element called a prayer.
If we connect all the ascents and descents together, then we reach a kind of ascent. Yesterday we talked about that collective area, that mutual area in the center of the group where there's no ego, there are no personal calculations, and there we can really discover the true attribute of bestowal. So actually the feeling of connection and responsibility for the world, it actually comes from that mutual area.
And the connection in the 10 is helping it. Since all these shake-ups, they build the connection between us. And they build the need for mutual support, mutual help.
Yeah, through our connection, by our connection, we can ascend. Go through the ascents and descents. And this is how we reach connection.
The 10 brings me the ability to be above myself, to make room from the self and not be there. It reveals the true self. When I'm not there, that's when the Creator comes and the 10 and all the good. We read that this is a prayer to the Creator is the greatest ascent. Between the two ends, the two states, a person comes to prayer to the Creator, and from that he begins to rise to a higher degree.
Yeah. If in the 10 there is our food, and we remind each other about the goal, about the greatness, then we get a new ascent. Excerpt number 14. This is called His Father Gives the Weight, as we said that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. There is a twofold gain here. In this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he's losing by his negligence in the work. For he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency, when he works on correcting his deficiencies. This is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he's lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life. And then the newborn is born. Again. It says, this is called his father gives the white, as we said that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. There is a twofold gain here. In this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator, and we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. 2. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time he can depict to himself how much he is losing by his negligence in the work. For he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency, when he works on correcting his deficiencies. This is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life, and then the newborn is born.
Shuv. Katuv.
Again.
Aviv noten et aloven.
This is called his father gives the weight. As we said that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. There is a twofold gain here. 1. In this way he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, meaning him, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. 2. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he is losing by his negligence in the work, for he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency. When he works on correcting his deficiencies, this is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time, he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he says that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost, as it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life. And then the newborn is born.
Move on.
Clear? Yes or no? No. Again.
This is called excerpt number 14, Rabash. This is called his father gives the white. As we said, that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. There is a twofold gain here. In this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work.
So far, is that clear? Yes or no? Meaning from the feeling of wholeness that comes from the Creator called white or whiteness, you receive a force that later helps. How to use it, we'll see. But this is the white state of whiteness. His father gives whiteness too.
According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he's losing by his negligence in the work. For he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work.
Meaning he doesn't torment himself. Why is he in the descent? Why does he have no strength? Why does he do nothing? He scrutinizes how much the greatness that he attained in the ascent can now help him see the true state in the descent. Yeah? Item two.
According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time he can depict to himself how much he's losing by his negligence in the work, for he can compare between the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness, and this will give him energy to work.
Yes,
however, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency. When he works on correcting his deficiencies, this is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has no progress in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he's lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who built it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life. And then the newborn is born.
As much as you understood, talk about it. Talk together in the same time. As much as you understood, the state of ascent, state of descent, what connects them, how one state helps the other.
The spiritual work is that we all the time look for that point where there is the weight and wholeness, that we attribute all the ascents and descents to the Creator, and then He gives us another layer of the will to receive, where He shows us that our self-love, so we can ascend.
So you start from a state of wholeness called white. And after the state of wholeness, Miller will continue.
Wholeness is the whiteness, like Rabbani started saying, and there's the group where you discover the lack in wholeness, lack of perfection. And between these two, there's the work, where on the one hand there's the wholeness, on the other hand the deficiency, and then there's a place to feel life between what you have and what you want, the yearning that awakens in order to practically change.
I wrote it like that. His father is the ten who gives the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the goal. His mother is the ten that gives deficiencies. And then the importance of the Creator is a type of katnut, is annulment towards the ten, ibur. The annulment of oneself is when you want to work in greatness, in integration in the ten, type of yinika, suckling, and then there's a prayer, man on the vessels of bestowal that we collected from integration in the ten. This is already mochin.
The fact that these two ends actually make our spiritual path. Let's put it this way. These are two different kelim that are given to us, and we have to walk in between. Both to have the greatness and importance in front of us, and also the deficiency behind us.
I understood that Abba and Ima, father and mother, are two forces that develop us. One gives the importance of bestowal, and the other gives, other awakens deficiency.
Yeah, we actually need for both of these to have these two opposite states. We only feel the difference between two things and not the things in of them themselves, and therefore without them we can't exist.
I also wrote all the points. We start in wholeness. This is the state of the greatness of the Creator, and a person is already understands. The Creator feels a lot of reality. There's no one besides him. And then there's the state of deficiency when a person sees how distant he is from it. He is not ready to accept it, so we have to correct it. And then he comes to lowliness of himself, no strength, and then he comes to prayer to the Creator. This is the Creator gives that strength. By that he learns from the Creator from the state of wholeness, the state of lack of wholeness. If we correct the vessels, as he writes there, if we correct the deficiencies, the darkness, then specifically that builds in him vessels of bestowal, and there he can extract some value from these states. Even if we didn't hear the terminology and everything, it's to attach yourself to the right, to wholeness. You're cleaved to the ten, through the ten, to the Creator, constantly with everything that appears before you. You ascribe, you receive the strength from the attitude towards the Creator, again, through the ten. In a sense, there's a complete process here. We all felt it, that we have initially the state of wholeness, then take us through the darkness to the place where we find the deficiencies or our limitations, where we want to come to this closer to this wholeness. And then this complete process from which the prayer is built, and you receive the strength that you can complete the process.
It says that
an
embryo in his mother's womb sees the entire world from one end to the other, and achieves everything, and then when the time of birth comes, then he receives some kind of gets this kind of, like, let's call it a strike, a kind of blow, and turns upside down and comes out into this world. What happens in us in that state where we turn upside down, in that state of birth? What happens to our desires, our thoughts, our entire perception of reality? Say what you think. How is it? What happens there?
There's a transition between relating all this time to my desires and nothing else interests me, and a transition to the friend's desires.
Yeah, and it's an active action that each of us has to do in building the correct attitude toward the desires and yearnings of the friends, and this is something really active. Even though that it might seem that the baby is turning upside down and he's not doing anything, he's actually in a very active state. It's upon him to break through.
What changes is the demand for a reward. The reward for himself or the reward for giving contentment to the upper one?
The intention turns from a state where he cares only for himself to a state where suddenly he starts caring for the friends.
He begins to be independent by learning how to be above the ascent and descent.
First of all, he's treated by his mother, the force that develops him, which is probably the womb. Probably there is some developing force there. And then he reaches a certain discernment that the time has come to turn upside down, reach some new kind of perception, and to see a deficiency only in yourself and not in the friends, and to only see their greatness.
Yeah,
it turns the entire world upside down. All the thoughts that you had about self-love, then now you cancel your entire self-importance, and you're all the time adhered to the upper. You're working with a different mind, with the mind of the Ten, the mind of the Creator. Why does the embryo grow up with or develop with the head when it's pointing up and is born with the head pointing down? Why does the embryo grow with his head pointing up and is born with his head pointing down?
יכול להיות שזה בעצם מעיד על על כל התהליך על
maybe this testifies to the whole process, the spiritual world and the rest of our path as those who march in the spiritual path in the spiritual world, where our entire basis works on faith above reason. When our rosh, the state of our active calculation, is above, until the recognition, and there is no else besides him, the one force that moves everything, the one power in his greatness, and a complete acceptance and agreement with his actions on us.
The embryo at first develops in the importance of the Creator toward Gadlut, like we said, that state of wholeness. But afterwards, as he starts to accumulate deficiencies from the Ten, then this Rosh, he has to lower his head.
Except number
15.
A person should accustom himself with anything to compare between the time of suffering and the time of pleasure, and to bless for the miracle of delivering him from suffering to a state of pleasure. By this, he will be able to thank the Creator and enjoy in the new kelim that have been added to him now when he compares the two times to one another. From this, a person can advance in the work. This is as Bala Sulam said, that it does not matter whether a person receives from the Creator something great or small. What matters is how much a person thanks the Creator to the extent of his gratitude, so grows the giving that the Creator gives. Therefore, we must take note to be grateful, to appreciate his gift, so we can approach the Creator. Hence, when a person always looks during the ascent at the state he was in while in descent, meaning how he felt during the descent, he can make a distinction as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. And he already has new kelim in which to receive joy and be thankful to the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, that a person should bless. Blessed is he who made a miracle for me in this place. Meaning in the place where he is now during the ascent, since there cannot be an ascent if there was no prior state of descent.
Rav, how do we define a descent and an ascent? What are we blessing over exactly during the ascent? Go ahead.
The ascent and descent are in regard to the desire to achieve the attribute of bestowal, in regard to the desire to give contentment to the Creator and change one's own nature. And when we understand that, that is an ascent.
We only bless over the importance that we receive during the ascent, and in the descent, we bless over the vessels, the deficiencies.
We can say that an ascent is when a person's closer to the quality of bestowal, to its importance, and descent, when he's more concerned with himself, caring about himself.
When there's strength to work above reason, it's an ascent.
During the descent, a person feels how far he is from the Creator, that he's not doing enough in order to give him contentment. And during the ascent, a person comes closer to the force of bestowal, to a new perception of reality, that everything's filled by the Creator.
We bless for the entire complex mechanism because that we are in the work of the Creator.
During the descent, we're disconnected from the feeling of the importance, the greatness of the Creator. And during the ascent, we feel gratitude for the new kelim that the kelim has revealed to us that we can attribute to the Creator.
It's two sides of the same coin because our direction in this process and our desire to come from the tent to adhesion to the Creator, to recognition of an agreement with that He is the good force who does good. The only one from that we come to see our limitation, our lack of appreciation during the descent. But also from the end of the process, the prayer and the strength to receive, and the gratitude for what He's giving us and how He develops us and grows our deficiency. And each time He accompanies us in this process to build from us a free human.
We bless for the Creator allowing us to see that the friends are great, that we can envy them.
Excerpt number 16, the difference between charity and gift. When he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him, because he has made efforts but sees no progress in his work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger, but then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state. And so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascent and descent. And these ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvekut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup of labor has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli, a real vessel. It follows that his seeing that now, after several years of work, he has retreated, this happened deliberately, so he will ache at not having dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, of the vessel, called a real deficiency. That is, his gauge of katnut and gadlut of the deficiency is to the extent of the suffering he feels at not having the filling, which is called here dvekut with the Creator, where all he wants is only to bring contentment to the Creator.
How exactly do we give him contentment? How exactly do we give the Creator contentment? What is it that we do that gives him contentment?
Maybe by participating in the process of gradually establishing the true deficiency, the fact that we want to come to it, and everything that passes on us, the states, the agreements, the objections, it's all part of the process that he's taking us through. And the fact that we're going with him, participating with him, and grow with him, this is what gives him contentment.
We give him contentment by him not having to give us any further deficiencies, but that we know how to use these deficiencies in order to give him contentment. I don't know how to explain this, but
contentment signifies equivalence of form with the Creator. Once we come to this equivalence to his shape, this is the meaning of giving him contentment.
When one yearns and wants to be like him, for the friends to be like him, this is our prayer.
Rav, is there an answer? In what do we give contentment? No? You don't know? Anyone who raises his hand, he doesn't know. This I can tell in advance. Yehuda, let's see you. Hero.
I feel the microphone in him.
You don't even have a mic.
Contentment. We give him contentment by allowing him to connect us.
Connect between us.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Ken, no.
Simple answer. What did you do? I'm sorry, practical.
To add to that, also dissemination to give him
Okay, also correct. You heard it. And you got a